Hello, and welcome to Education Radio. This is a podcast of the Alamosa School District, and I am your host, Adriana Chapa. I am a mother, a teacher, and your neighbor. Joining me is Assistant Superintendent Dr. Luis Murillo.
I am so happy to be here on this beautiful Tuesday.
Our favorite day.
Yes. Well, it's not Tuesday. I just said Tuesday. It's
you
Thursday.
You did, but it's, you know, whatever day we record, that's because that's when we get to, like, sit down, chat for a little bit, communicate with our neighbors.
That's right. And today we have a very special guest. Cannot wait to get to that segment.
Okay.
But before we get there, I have something to celebrate.
All right.
Attendance. We've been working hard on attendance.
Yes, we have.
Trying to do our best to partner with families because what we know is that when we can get students here, we can love them, we can feed them, we can nurture, we can educate them.
Yes.
We can do the magic of teaching so that the magic of learning happens. And at a recent board meeting, I had the chance to share with our Board of Education our most recent numbers on attendance.
Okay.
And I got to do some comparing, and I learned that in 21-22, coming right out of the pandemic, our average daily attendance for that year was 91.3. During 22-23, we dipped a little bit to 89.3, and then I am happy and ecstatic to celebrate that we are now back at 93%. To put this into context, the state average on attendance is about 90%.
Awesome.
I know. Yeah.
That is wonderful. And you know, what if we were to get to 95%?
I was going to say that. We're not finished.
Right?
We will always strive to.
And here's the thing. Kids get sick. We know that.
That's right.
Things happen. But, you know, when it's just a rare circumstance, you know, and it's just happens once in a while, well, that child can recuperate and make up what the missed work, you know, and as much of the missed learning as possible. But when it's too much, it's really hard for the students. Congratulations, Alamosa School District. Awesome. Can you believe that we are 2 weeks away from the end of the quarter?
I'm flying.
That means that students need to catch up with any missing work that can still be turned in. There's still time. So stay in school, get that work made up, and let's get high grades
for
the third quarter.
And just talking about attendance, you know, if anything was missed because of attendance or because of any reason, just get with your teacher.
That's right.
See what you can do.
All right. And, you know, every teacher has their own system, and the students know. And if you don't, then ask again. And we want you to learn. All right. So let's move on to our first segment, Happenings at Our Campuses. You always have such interesting stuff to share with us. What are you going to share with us today?
Well, at our last episode, we talked about our district facilities committee and the creation of a master's facilities plan.
Right.
So we talked about the process of that. At our last board meeting, our TA, which is our architect's partner, presented a website to our Board of Education, which is now public. We've put it on our Facebook page, which shows, you know, some of our needs.
You know, I got a chance to peek around just a little bit on that website, you know, and the number of needs is high, and it's across the district. So it seems like we've got work to do.
Yes, we do. We have many needs we need to address in order to provide the very best educational experience for our students, which is what we're all about. But today I want to focus on Alamosa High School and share a little bit about a BEST grant we recently applied for to begin addressing some of our needs.
I can't wait to hear more. Tell me.
Well, when the RTA team walked our buildings and completed their assessment of our needs, they of course compiled a list of things that need repaired, replaced, and upgraded. Part of their formula is to present their information in categories, with one of them being safety. Now, we know safety is our utmost and importance, is of utmost importance to all of us, and we continue to invest in creating a safe, supportive, and collaborative school culture. One of these needs that was identified is a secured student entry. So now, if you visited our high school, you know that the visitor entry is secured with a double door. We have an access point in which you get greeted, but we also ask you for your ID. A quick background check is ran through a Raptor system, and then you get a visitor pass, right? And this, we have a person mm-hmm. who in this case is Phil Castillo, working as our entry control staff member, and he does a wonderful job. Now, on the opposite side, our student entry gets a lot more traffic every day.
Yes.
And one of those needs is to have a second secure entry point for students. So imagine if we had a second Phil Castillo with the same equipment, with the same sort of office, welcoming students, checking IDs, and just making sure that we are safe and that we are not letting in anyone who should not be in our high school.
That just makes sense, doesn't it?
It really does. Well, in order to address this, we have applied for a Building Excellent Schools Today, or BEST grant. If granted this award, we would be able to address not just that, the secure entry way, which I just talked about, but also the expansion of our counseling office. So think about, when we think about safety, right, we think about the physical, and we're addressing the physical, but we know the safety is a lot more than just the physical.
Right.
Our counseling office and our counselors play such a big role in that.
Mm-hmm.
But when we see our counseling office at our high school is upstairs, sort of that corner, and if you've ever been in those offices, you know, they're not the most spacious.
Right.
So we want to continue to foster safety by expanding our counseling office. Also, some upgrades to our bathrooms, as we know. You know, we need upgrades, and there's different things that are coming along to make sure that our bathrooms are safe. Our cafeteria. We've mm-hmm. identified that some of the issues at our high school have to do with it, you know, being an open campus. But, you know, we have a lot of students that come and go, and some of those issues happen at the park. Now, part of the problem is our cafeteria is small.
Yep.
And it cannot hold many, many students.
Right.
So we intend to expand cafeteria to hopefully have more students eat with us. Now, if we're going to have a larger cafeteria and feed more students, we need a larger kitchen. So that's also part of what we wrote in the BEST grant. And then lastly, we have an excellent nursing team across the district.
Mm-hmm.
At the high school, our main district nurse is tucked away in an office that is not the most conducive, most welcoming, and is not located at our main office. So what we want to do is expand our main office a little bit to build sort of a big nurse's office that has the equipment she needs in order to take care of our students. And we want it to be where it needs to be, which is the main office. So anyway, those are the things we applied for.
Lots going on.
So send good vibes our way, because we definitely need to begin addressing some of these needs.
Sure, absolutely. And they're all good choices. And I'm going to hang on to see what's going to happen at OMS down the line.
So next episode, we'll talk about OMS.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, let's move on to our very favorite segment, Celebrate. We have a special guest with us today, don't we?
We do. Our third core belief states that we identify, we recognize, and we build on the strengths of our students to ensure they grow through their skills. We have 2,100
yes.
phenomenal students, and today we have the pleasure of having with us Derek Thong. I learned that he is a junior with us, and he is involved in some things we are going to learn about. Welcome.
Welcome, Derek. Welcome to Education Radio. So tell us a little bit about yourself. I know you because I've known you for years, since you were much shorter in my classroom, right?
Yeah, I was a little chubbier back then, and I was like, it was like during sixth grade, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so I went into Alamosa High School, and when I started, I became an Alamosa Key Clubber, and that is the reason why I'm talking on this podcast. So I grew up in Alamosa my entire life, and I am thankful that I had a loving and caring family that taught me to be a very nice and generous person, and I try to bring that generosity to other people. And like I said, I am a part of Key Club, and I could talk more about it if you want me to.
Absolutely. And you know, I just have come in contact with the Key Club because sometimes you come in and use my facility, right, for some of your fundraiser, you know, activities. And I've been impressed with all the things that you do as a club, just impressed that students, teenagers, are just looking out for others And I've been quite impressed with the work that you've been doing. So why don't you tell us a little bit about Key Club at the high school and tell us about the activities that you guys are involved in.
Yes, so Key Club is basically a way that you can help around the community. So if you wanted to, so for example, one of the things we're doing right now is actually the hygiene drive. And it allows the students at Alamosa High School to donate any like products, toothpaste, dental floss, any of those to like people
deodorant,
who need them.
Yeah.
Yep. And like you said, we do need fundraisers. So we have used your kitchen to make these Jolly Grahams. And I'd say we sold like a little bit.
Good, good. And every little bit helps, right, as you're gathering your materials for your fun, you know, for to give out to the community.
Yep.
Awesome.
That is an excellent mission to have to help
Absolutely.
Others.
Absolutely.
So Key Club, how many members are there in Key Club?
To be honest, we are kind of like a small club. So we have around like, I'd say 12 members in the Key Club.
Small but mighty.
Yes, I am thankful.
Awesome.
Awesome. So when does Key Club get started every school year?
So I forgot when it started this year, but I'd have to say it starts at every school year. So probably you'll hear like announcements talking about Key Club. So if anyone's like interested in joining Key Club, then they could just come in and attend one of the meetings and just get a feel for the club.
And, you know, I know a lot of you, I'm just going to throw this in here, not on the questions today, but I think a lot of you are going on to college, and so this club has to look pretty good on those college resumes. Parents, this is a good organization for students to belong to, right?
Yes, I definitely agree. It does help with college. Is some people would definitely want you to see that you've, like, gain leadership skills, team bonding, and taking initiative in Key Club. And, like, it's not just about colleges. You could also, like, do it just because you want to help your community.
Sure, yes.
Which is why I joined Key Club in the first place.
Awesome.
That's I love it. I also know, you know, scholarships, when they're making an investment in a young student, a young man in this case, you know, Derek, they want to know that you're already giving back to your community because they will be making that investment, and they want that guarantee that you have the character to give back once you become, you know, whatever it is that you want to become. I'm always interested, as, you know, I serve as assistant superintendent, and I'm very interested in the experience or the learning experience of our students. Now, it's been years and years and years since I went to high school, and I know that high school has changed quite a bit. So what is your typical school day? What's it look like?
So usually I have to wake up, then I do a little bit of chores around the house. Then I start my car. I start driving to school. I get to my classes, get done with them. Then I go to lunch. And usually I either go out to eat and then come back. And then I wait around my fifth hour to wait for my teacher to open the door. And then that's when I go. And then it's just from there. And then the day is done.
What's your favorite class?
I'd honestly have to say either Algebra 2 because it's one of my easiest classes so far, or Foundations of Design, which is where I get to just work on a computer and be as creative as I want.
Yeah. Yeah. Having that.
Wow.
Yeah. Just the autonomy to create. That's very exciting.
Absolutely. So, you know, Derek, as you go through your school day, you learn a lot, you know, of academic things, right? But what's the most important thing that you've learned in dealing with life as a student?
It really isn't much of like an academic thing. It's more of like a moral thing. So at school, like, I've like met like a lot of people, and what I've learned is like, yeah, people are gonna joke with you, and sometimes it kind of makes my mood feel down. But what I've learned is, like, just don't worry about what other people say about you. Like, it's just good. Just, like, joke back, do whatever, and just keep moving on with your day. Like, there will be some people that, like, will be your true friend, and it's important to keep those true friends and just ignore, like, the ones that just make you feel a negative emotion.
Excellent. Excellent. So your advice to other people would be, don't take things so seriously. Concentrate on what, on your friends, right? And what you're doing with your life. Yes? Yes,
I definitely say that. It's good to be nice to people. And like as the saying goes, treat others the way you want to be treated.
Isn't that right?
Yeah, such excellent. A good reflection. All right, so let's expand on that. If you had a magic wand and you could change one thing, and it could be that or it could be something else. At our high school, from one day to the next, so we will wake up tomorrow and things are different, what would it be?
Honestly, I don't really think of anything that I'd want to change. Like I could say about like the classes that I don't really want to attend, mm-hmm. or like I'm not really interested in. But honestly, what I like to see is that like you need the good to appreciate. I mean, you need the bad to appreciate the good. And so that's how I see it. Like, yeah, there's going to be like some classes that you don't like, but sometimes you just have to endure it and then you'll be able to experience your good classes.
It's sort of a good metaphor for life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Very good. So who are your Key Club sponsors? And let's give them a shout out.
I think I only know one of their names. We have two sponsors.
Okay.
Thankfully, and one of their names is Andy, but I don't know the second one. They have been really helpful, like with us. Our sponsors help us do the activities. If I have to say something here, even though Key Club is like meant to like have people engage more, like I get it, they have other commitments, but we barely have any people like attending our activities. Like even though we have like around 12 members, there's only like 2 or 3 people attending those events.
Okay.
Doing the fundraisers and the work of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what I'm happy about is the sponsors like come out as well to like help us. Like
excellent.
For example, with the Jolly Grahams that we did at your place, we only had like 3 to 4 members,
mm-hmm.
and the sponsors like really helped with us like making those candy grams, and I appreciate that.
You know, and I think for those students who are involved, there's learning that's happening in giving back to the community, in seeing a project through, in being responsible, and just a lot of good things that are happening. And for those of you who are putting in the time, I say, keep it up. You're doing a good job. And hopefully others will join you in time. But it's one of those clubs where the focus is on service, right?
Yes.
All right.
All righty. It's been at least... 3 years since you were in middle school, and you are older, wiser, more mature. What advice would you have for our younger students who are currently at our middle school?
Honestly, what I'd have to say is just don't be a jerk and be nice to people because, even though it doesn't feel like it, being nice can go a long way for you, and it just builds your self-esteem because at least you know, hey, I've been nice. And, like, just the people who are hating on you are just being jerks.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say just, like, yeah, just be nice and try to, like, help around as much as you can.
Yeah, be of service, right? It seems like the kindness.
Theme. Yeah. Excellent. So how do you balance all of your school responsibilities, your activities, your home activities? How do you balance all of that?
So what I usually like to do is my home activities whatever I could get done very quickly, I tend to do that on school days while, like, other stuff like mopping or vacuuming, I save for the weekends. And with schoolwork, check the due date because it's not like it's always due tomorrow. So it gives you enough time to, like, space it out. So, like, let's say you had, like, a 5-page essay you need to do. but you have like 5 days to do it. You could just do a page a day and you'd still be able to get it turned in and you'd be able to like do the work while have the same time, have time to yourself.
Excellent. Excellent. I love the responsibility of chores at home and contributing because it's a family, right? Good job.
Yeah. All right. You're still a junior. I'm going to ask you about after high school plans because I know you've already thought about it. So what's after high school?
To be honest, I've never really thought about like what I really wanted to do after high school. So my plan is that I'm going to work to gain experience. And then when I get enough experience, I'm going to try to think of a college. Actually, my sister actually recommended going to Gunnison because Gunnison has a technology based scholarships okay. that I plan on attending.
Yeah, Western College.
Excellent. Yes. Well, Derek, thank you so much for being with us today. We really appreciate you coming and sharing the awesome things that Key Club is doing, and a shout out to the members that are working hard and your sponsors as well. We wish you the very best as you continue in the last year and a half of Alamosa High School, and then we look forward to hearing what you're going to do after that. So thank you for being with us.
Yes, thank you for having me. It was really fun to do this, actually.
Awesome. Good. That's what we like to hear. All right. Well, we're going to move on to our last segment, upcoming events.
Well, our spring sports are here. We just wrapped up our winter season. And
yes.
Our athletes got a chance to participate, and we didn't do as well as we wanted to in some areas, and in some areas we did. And that is the beauty of sports. But
that's right.
I know middle school is getting ready to begin, and our high school will take that week off, and our athletes will get ready to go. But I know our middle school is kicking it off with our very own wrestling tournament, which is happening tomorrow.
Tomorrow, the 23rd. And then they're traveling somewhere on Saturday as
they
well.
They are traveling. I just looked this up. Rocky Ford.
All right.
Yeah, and then after that, it seems like it's every week.
Well, don't forget, parents, that the third quarter is wrapping up. Make sure students are in school every day and are caught up with all of their work.
Yep, and it's not too early to talk about spring break. It's right around the corner. So we will be on break from March 18th through the 21st.
Well, that does it for today's episode of Education Radio. Parents and neighbors, thank you for joining us. Education Radio is a podcast by the Alamosa School District. Podcasts are available in both English and Spanish and are a click away on our district page. Remember, parents, that a good education is key to your child's success and provides your child with a life of options. Until next time.
Alamosa School District, students today, leaders tomorrow.